Good impressions.
I don't think
Curtis.
Everybody ended their night at Stella's.
Okay, well, the bigwigs did. The rest of us went to Lady Godiva for a little while. A few of us may have gone to Lady Godiva. I had never been. I was new to the city.
They had never been.
They had never been. A couple had been. But only for lunch. They're like, oh, this is open at night,
they
too?
They have lunch there?
Oh, they got everything there. Whatever you're looking
have
for.
Have you ever been there for lunch, Russ?
No.
Russ. Have you ever been there?
Once.
Did that make you happy?
There's a sales call.
Connie and Curtis on Channel 95.7.
I don't think I believe him.
We wonder why he hates us.
I think he's been there more than just once on a sales call.
You could even, now that he's not in here and I'm just listening to it,
yeah.
You could even hear how uncomfortable he was.
Exactly. What you see?
Why are you asking me if I've been to a strip club?
He starts shifting, you know. He's not prepared some mornings to come in here. He thinks it's only going to be like happy time. Like, hey, can we please have a bus? Can we please hang out? But no, sometimes it's going to come up.
Don't you wonder sometimes why he continues to come back?
Yes. Every time he walks in, I think, oh, Russ, you should not come in, right? I mean, Tom learned a lesson. Tom came in one time, and he bashed us. He said, you're getting much better. And then, no, not even that.
No, you're better than you used to be.
Yes, he didn't say you're getting much better. He said you're better. It's better than it used to be.
It's better than it was.
And then he walked out.
And that was the end of Tom.
Like, goodbye, everybody.
Good.
Absolutely. Good riddance is
good
what we were thinking,
riddance.
Right? G-O-O
you?
Riddance. Gridance.
Gridance.
I forgot a letter.
Goridance.
Goridance.
Mm-hmm.
He's got Goridance coming out of his ears.
Yes, he does.
That Tom.
It's Friday.
Woohoo!
It's Memorial Day weekend.
It is.
I know.
You guys are, what now, 40-some hours away from looking with your hands? You guys?
Yeah, we are. That is a
all right,
true
ladies.
Story.
It's almost time to start looking with your hands. Soaring Eagle. The Chippendales.
We kind of saw a little bit of that yesterday with Nick. Remember after the show?
Nick gave us a little bit of the moose knuckle, I think it's called. Nick hiked him up. I missed
it. He hiked him up really high.
I don't know. I missed it.
Are you sad?
Well, a little sad. Because,
why?
Well, you were talking about the knuckle, and I would like to see it, right? Everybody likes that. It made me wonder,
really?
Though, when I had my swimsuit jacked up all the way to my nipples in Midland, and I was in that bar, the biker bar, remember the scary one where
yes.
I probably should have been stabbed or at least shivved? I wonder if I was sporting the knuck.
I'm sure you were.
Take a look at this, ladies. All right. Feel free to look with your hands. It's Braille. Yeah, that could have been bad. So
that's not really hot.
So you see the moose knuckle. What happened then? What was your next move?
Laughter.
Okay. So knuckle and then
and then laughed. He left and went to the comic book store.
Okay, yeah. Well, that's what a man does.
That's what a man does.
When you're done, you're done.
Right, Nick?
Hooray.
Nick loves this part of the show. Could have slept in 15 more minutes. They wouldn't even be talking about this right now. Moose knuckle. Get it away from me.
Nick.
Is that the worst thing that you can see on a guy? Like if you're on a bus sitting across from somebody or you're at a mall and you get a little knuckle, would you rather see knuckle or a little bit of it coming out of the bottom of the
baby
shorts?
Bird.
The baby bird.
The
exactly.
baby bird? Yeah. I've never heard that before.
Would you rather see the baby bird?
Knuckle.
Or the knuckle?
Knuckle.
You don't want to see the bird at all.
No.
Okay. Because sometimes, I mean, there are times when
no.
you look down and you're out a little bit. And you're like, whoa.
How short are your shorts?
Super short. Super short shorts you're wearing at that point.
Like
right?
volleyball shorts.
You got the volleyball shorts on or you got your gym shorts on and you're doing
no.
the gym thing. And you look down and like, whoa,
no.
hello, baby bird. Let's nurse you back to health. Get you in the nest.
No.
That's not what you're looking for.
No, we don't want to see that, do we, Amanda?
No, we do not.
Did you ever
no,
see that? Did you ever see that from? Well, you've told a story about seeing it from your brother one time.
Oh, shut up!
But what about like
I've
your dad?
I've never said that on the radio.
What about
you
your dad?
Idiot.
What about your dad?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
No.
I saw my dad's baby bird one time.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it just was out. Like we were at the beach, I think, and that's when swimsuits were shorter. Like, now you got a good knee-length swimsuit. I remember being at the beach, yeah, like, reaching over the towel to get a sandwich or something. It's like, whoa, baby bird.
Reaching over the towel to get a sandwich.
Yeah. I mean, I was 8 or 10.
You love sandwiches.
I like sandwiches a lot.
Yes.
So you never with your dad, never saw the baby bird. Amanda, you ever see a family member's baby bird?
Well, one time my dad was trying to joke around, and he had just his underwear on, and he was hiking them up on as a joke. And all of a sudden, there it was.
Baby
and he
bird.
tried to pretend like it didn't happen. And I was like, yes, it did. And I'm only like 13 or 14 at the time.
So it was
very traumatizing for me.
So did you point it out?
Yes. I was like, oh my God.
Please.
I freaked
Dad,
out.
Put
yes.
it away.
Put your sack away for once. Please. Get it out of there. Well, because people are wondering what the baby bird is. So we need to
really, I think people could figure it out.
We need to expand their horizons. So you're 13 or 14. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine showing the baby bird.
I mean, he's just trying to play a joke, and then all of a sudden, boop, there it was.
Why is he walking around in his underpants?
Because it was hot out because he lied about having air conditioning.
It was hot. Having to get your underpants on. What were you wearing at this time?
I don't know, probably shorts and a t-shirt.
So you're dressed, and your dad's just there in his tidy whities, and out comes the bird. What kind of joke is he playing?
I don't know. Sometimes my dad would play this joke where he would hike his pants up real high, except he was just wearing his underwear at the time.
But remember,
that's not a good look.
Remember the story about it. That argument goes further with her because remember the story about her dad's super cheap.
Right.
So he lied to them for years.
Said
and told,
the air conditioner was broken.
Told him the air conditioner was broken.
Turns out it wasn't hooked up.
It was. He didn't want to turn on because he didn't want to pay for it.
Yeah, he had flipped the breaker.
So that makes sense why it was so hot in their house.
No, but it doesn't make sense why he's just lounging in the underpants.
No, he came out of my parents' bedroom in just his underwear to play this prank. But it was very hot, so I guess
that doesn't make it any better. What you're saying
that
right now.
That makes it worse.
Hold on, dear. I hear our daughter. Let me go play a quick hiking the pants up prank on her.
Not the underpants.
Yeah.
Oh.
He did that a lot.
He pulled his underpants up a lot?
Well, like his pants. Not just his underwear. That was the only time he was just wearing underwear when he did it.
Well, because he probably never wanted to do it again. So you saw the knuckle a lot then.
Yes.
What is happening in your house? This does not happen in my house.
No.
I don't show off the knuckle or the baby bird. Ever.
Thank God.
I do wonder, though, because I sleep in like some very baggy shorts. So they're like... they're like
gym shorts?
They're like pajama pants.
Okay.
Shorts.
Oh, okay.
But they're shorts. But they're not that short, but they're very baggy.
Yeah.
So there are times when I'm on the couch and I'm wondering, like, what kind of glimpse are you getting here? What are you seeing?
Well, do you do something? Are you a little proactive? Like, tuck it in or something?
I'll give it a tuck occasionally.
Your pants. Like, make sure that they're tighter around your legs.
Yeah. But if you are, you know, you're adjusting or you're doing something, you don't know what's going to happen.
Gee, I wonder what they're seeing right now, and then you don't move.
Well, no. One time.
And then you don't do anything about it.
You just lay there.
Then I get the GoPro, and I say, what are you seeing? Okay, I got a mirror. Oh, I know what you're seeing. Okay.
The GoPro.
Yeah, I got all kinds of videos of myself. up skirt, they call it. I go up short, because I'm just a dude, you know, hanging out. One time
this
I had.
This is a great conversation for 6:14 in the morning.
One time I had my fly open a little bit, and Haley said, "Dad, close your pants." And I'm like, "Oh,
like
okay.
Your jeans
no,
or your pajamas?"
It was underwear, and she had just walked in my room as I was changing, and she had knocked, and I had boxers on, so I said, "Come in," because I got boxers on. I didn't realize that the fly was hanging a little open, but I don't think she saw anything. And Katie was in there too, and I said to Katie, "What do you think she saw?" And she's like, "Nothing." Nothing.
Well, Katie knows.
She just, it's not, she didn't say it like that. She was saying it like she was unable to see
any.
Is that what she meant?
None of us were there. You can tell the story however you want.
Okay, I got no knuckles.
Whatever you got to say, go ahead. We don't know.
Saying. I got mouse knuckle instead of moose knuckle. It's so tiny. Want to be